From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. We begin the weekend with a terror alert in Brussels, Belgium, now raised to the highest level, with authorities there warning of a possible attack similar to the one last week in Paris that killed 130 people. Prime Minister Charles Michel said that the terror alert is now Category 4 in response to quite precise information about the risk of an attack. Over concerns that several official individuals with arms and explosives could launch an attack, perhaps even in several places, the Prime Minister said at a news conference. An earlier statement warned citizens to avoid crowded public areas. 1 week ago, on November 13th, militants carried out a series of bomb and gun attacks throughout Paris. In Mali's capital, Bamako, officials say two gunmen were also killed after attacking a hotel on Friday. Marima Diallo reports two Al-Qaeda affiliates have claimed responsibility.
Malian security officials say the gunmen were jihadists who entered Bamako's Radisson Blue Hotel at 7 a.m. in a car with diplomatic plates. They took scores of hotel guests and staff hostage. State-run TV ORTM on the scene showed live pictures of Malian and French security forces who had stormed the hotel, escorting some of the hostages out. Mali has been battling rebels linked to Al-Qaeda for several years. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb and an affiliate, El Mourabitoun, jointly claimed responsibility for Friday's assault. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Washington.
During the hostage situation, which went on for several hours, several numbers of victims were killed, including French, Canadian, Chinese, and U.S. citizens. This is VOA News. Thousands of defiant Parisians mark the one-week anniversary of the terror attacks last night, many laying wreaths and lighting candles or just standing in silence at the city's Place de la République, which has become a central memorial to victims of terror. Earlier, tens of thousands of Muslims lined up in heavy rain for Friday prayers at Paris' central mosque. Security was very tight. While many turned out to demonstrate, they said Islam has nothing to do with terrorism. Islamic State claimed responsibility for last Friday's coordinated terror attacks that killed 130 and wounded more than 350 others. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak today called on his fellow southeastern leaders to unite in moderation against extremism to combat jihadists. VOA Steve Herman reports from the ASEAN summit in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Opening the 27th ASEAN summit, the host Najib Razak said he was altering his intended remarks in order to address the recent terrorist attacks by Muslim extremists in France, Mali, and elsewhere.
We must not lose sight of the fact that the ideology itself must be exposed as the lie that it is and vanquished, for it is not Islamic. It cannot be.
The Malaysian Prime Minister quoted the Quran to rebut the jihadists, telling his fellow Asian leaders,
moderation or wasatiyah is at the heart of Islam. It is a Quranic injunction that no Muslim can disobey.
Najib credits ASEAN, since its inception in 1967, as helping to keep the peace in what he calls a highly diverse region. For some years, however, the region has been seeing increasing support among its Muslim extremists for such groups as Al-Qaeda and the so-called Islamic State, according to regional security officials. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the ASEAN summit in Kuala Lumpur.
President Obama is continuing to make the case for his plans to accept more Syrian refugees, this time by meeting in Malaysia with children displaced by violence and poverty. Mr. Obama assured child refugees in Kuala Lumpur they have a friend in the United States. The visit provided the president another chance to push back against those in the United States who oppose his plan to bring in 10,000 refugees this year from war-torn Syria.
People who have been forgotten, or who've been discriminated against, or who've been tortured, or who've been subject to unspeakable violence, or have been separated from families at very young ages. That's American leadership. That's when we're the shining light on the hill.
In Washington, Republican Senator Ted Cruz, a presidential candidate, accused his Democratic colleagues of backing a flawed strategy to resettle Syrians.
But they are supporting a policy of bringing tens of thousands of Syrian Muslim refugees into this country, knowing full well that we cannot vet them to determine who is coming here to wage jihad.
And President Obama said he'll veto that bill if needed. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.